Okay, yeah, so today we'll continue on the study talking about the line of, we can call it the line of the promise or the line of the covenant.
好，我们今天要继续讲的是有关整个应许的那一条线。
And it's a promise given by God to mankind, and He will always keep His promises because He knows the future. Of course, He can look into the future and says this promise will come true. So,From a human point of view, a promise is something you hope that you can keep, but God knows from His omniscience that He will keep that promise.
就对于人类来讲，这是神给我们这整个所谓应许的这一条传承，它是给我们人类的。
There's a few different promises actually running through the Old Testament as well, so we'll look at those, but look at them also in the context that Satan is trying to...break God's promises or make God break His promises. So that's a very important aspect of that.
所以我们今天要继续的再看这个在神给我们的应许中的几个最重要的这个应许，就是这个整个应许的传承。但是也同时要让我们了解，就是撒旦不用其极的想要把这个神对我们人类的这些应许给打破，让神变成是一个不信实的神。
And as part of our studies, probably not today, but in the future, we'll also look at how there are still unfulfilled promises regarding the future and what we call eschatology, which means the study of future times.
好，那同时呢，我们也要知道，就是在这些所谓神给我们的这些应许中，还是有一些些未来的应许是还没有达成的。那我们这个称之为就是有点像是Eschatology.
Actually, it comes from the Greek word eschatos, which means the end. But we're talking end times, like the rapture of the church, for example, and the millennium.
末世的应许，就是这些称之为还没有达成的应许。其实，在希腊文里面用的这个字 eschatology 是叫做末世的应许。
Yeah, and that's very comforting for us because we know that when God says, for example, we'll be raptured before the tribulation, He says that we will come back with Jesus Christ for the millennium. He says we have an eternal future. And He says these things because He sees it. And so He knows it's happening. In His mind, it's happening, sort of, He can see it right now.
We can trust. Mind? Sorry.
In God's mind.
Okay.好，那而且呢，这一个所谓的末世的应许呢，其实对我们来，对我们基督徒来说是，也是一个蛮大的一个恩典呢，因为我们大家都知道，我们在这个末世之的发生之前，我们都会被提，而且呢，等到耶稣再来的时候，就经过那七年的这个悲惨时刻、混乱的时刻之后呢，耶稣他会再来的时候，我们也会跟着他一起，然后在耶稣的治理之下。会有千禧年，一千年的非常非常属神的这个，在地球上是属神的这一千年，我们都会在这里共同治理。那这个其实是对我们来讲是一个好消息。
So we just wait for the water machine to finish his song, and then we can do our prayer of naming our sins.
好，我们等一下，等这个开水壶唱完歌，我们就开始做我们今天的。对神认罪的祷告。
Okay, sorry, let's do that now.
我们现在开始。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time and this great opportunity that we have to study your word right now.
感谢天父给我们这个时间以及这个机会，这么为好的机会，让我们能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks for the spiritual resources that you provided in order that we can understand the thinking of you, the God of the universe.
同时呢，我们要感谢给予我们属灵的这些资源，让我们可以完全理解你对于我们的计划。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that these things will become a reality in our soul.
而且同时呢，感谢神能够让我们可以非常专注于在我们灵魂上面的学习。
That we can clearly see your plan for our lives.
而且让我们能够很清楚地看见你对我们生命的计划。
And the promise of a beautiful eternal future with you.
而且呢，以及有你给我们的一个应许，让我们有个美好的未来。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告是因着感谢主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'll share the screen here. We'll start back a few slides from where we were last time.
回看一下我们上一次已经在开始看的这一张图。
Now, review is a very important part of the learning process. This is why pretty much at the start of every lesson, I'll always go back a little bit and then we can move forward.
我们要了解复习是非常非常重要的学习过程中的一个重要环节。所以我们每一次上课都会往上一次的课做一些复习再往才会往下走。
And also it helps us to keep up to date with where we are in our studies as well.
而且呢因为这样子稍微复习之后我们更清楚我们现在在学习的那个点在哪里。
Because often I do go off on a tangent, like as part of the study that we were doing about the line of Christ, we got down to talking about Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and then we needed to talk about the meaning of the word Jehovah and the origins of that.
而且呢我们有的时候在谈一个主题的时候我们会谈到旁支的一些题目所以我们如果不做一些回顾的话有的时候我们会搞不清我们到底在谈哪一件事情那这样上礼拜我们从这个亚伯拉罕以撒跟雅各的这条线谈了的同时我们又谈了一下这个耶和华这个名词的来源
And we did see over the last couple of lessons how the concept of the Lord Jesus Christcoming to the Jews as the promise given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then Jesus was saying before these people were, I am. And then he made the statement. Really, he's saying, he's claiming, I am Jehovah.
因为我们上一个礼拜二的时候有很清楚的讲到就是神呢是耶和华神是亚伯拉罕以撒跟雅各的神而当耶稣他来的时候他说 I am 我是基本上他就在讲的就是耶稣就是耶和华
We see that when Jesus stated that term I am that is a direct reference to the tetragrammaton remember that's the four characters the Hebrew characters which is stating that he is Jehovah
当耶稣说我是 JHWH 那四个字的时候呢他就已经说明了他就是神就是耶和华
yeah, So we need to review that again anyway
而我们的确还是需要稍微再复习一下这个
Yeah, And there's still a couple of concepts relating to that So we need to go over those things And then we'll look at coming down towards David So David is really the next personwho is included in the line of the promise or the line of the covenant.
好所以我们复习一下这个四个字耶和华的这个概念以及跟这个耶和华有关的一些些概念之后我们今天就要谈的是大卫他在这一条应许之线上面的角色。
And again, some of these concepts can seem a little bit disconnected, but ultimately the Holy Spirit will put these things together in your soul, you know, assuming the information is there. It's His job, it's His ministry to bring these concepts together in your soul, and He can do that far better than I can.
当我们在讲很多这些不同的支线的概念的时候，有的时候你会觉得，诶，这些之间到底有什么关系？那但是呢你不用担心我们的圣灵会在我们的魂中帮我们把这些关系关联起来那有时候圣灵他在所解释的甚至比听还要好
Yeah, because I just present the information to you and it's your job really to have the positive volition to take it in make sure you're concentrating and then it's the Holy Spirit's job to make sure you understand it and then put it all together
所以呢 Tim 说他的角色就是把讯息给我们是我们呢要带着一个正向的自由意志积极的自由意志来接受这些讯息然后接下来才是圣灵的工作会在我们的魂中把这些资讯的关联性都把它整理好然后让我们真正的了解、
oh, We forgot that there's a translator so she has her job as well to make sure you can understand it
、哦、还有一个就是翻译的角色 那这个翻译者的角色就是要让你用你的语言听得懂这些概念
Okay, so it's quite a process, but again, this is why you know, we give thanks to God. He provides the spiritual resources and the physical resources that we need to be able to understand His Word.
也因此呢，我们要感谢神呢，给我们这些属灵的资源，还有这种现实的资源，让我们能够有在机会真正的把这些学起来。
So just looking at the chart here, you can see that on the board there.We're talking about the line coming down from Abraham and then down through to Jesus Christ. But of course, this line actually begins at Adam. You know, the line of the promise, as it were.
现在图上面大家看得到最上面一行是从亚伯拉罕、撒拉，然后以撒到就是比较灰色的就是雅各。当然这个我们晓得这个图上面还有非常多的比如说之前的诺亚更前面的这个亚当。
Yeah, and these references, the verse references you had here, I think we've pretty much looked at every one of those verse references, which will explain that God is continuing his covenant promises through these people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Judah.
然后呢，每一个应许之线上面的这个主角都有圣经上面相关的这些经句是跟他们所得到的应许是有关的。
So if you want to review those, you can look at the verses there. And I think on the slideshow, actually, we've given you quite a few verses. So I'll post the slideshow back into the line at some stage, and you can look through those verses again.
所以这些金句 Tim 也会把它放在我们的 line 或者是 WeChat 群里面。
Now, we're back into the subject here of the name of the Lord, because Jesus Christ is going to put this concept together with the concept of being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he's going to say, before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I am, meaning I am Jehovah.
然后我们这边要来谈的就是神他自称为 I am, who I am, 就是 Jehovah, 就是耶和华的这一段我们来复习一下。
But of course, you know, we've done it a couple of times. What you need to remember is that Jehovah, and I really didn't teach this before because we're focused on Jehovah as the third person of the Trinity, but the term Jehovah can also apply to God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. So I haven't really mentioned this in our recent studies, but Jehovah does actually apply. It can apply to God the Father and it can apply to the Holy Spirit.
在我们之前的谈到耶和华这三个字就是 JHWH 的时候我们没有特别明显的告诉大家但是现在听告诉大家说耶和华他是可以代表称为神子也可以称圣父
But from what I've seen you always have to look at the context and 80% of the time it's going to be applied to Jesus Christ
但是呢在我们的圣经里面带有 80% 的时间、哦、讲到耶和华的时候他其实谈的是圣子
Really when the term Jehovah is used it's specifically relating to one person of the Trinity as God so rather than saying God it's specifying it's like a title for the individual person whether it's God the Father or whether it's the Son or whether it's the Holy Spirit If you say God, for example, that's the Trinity, right?
Okay.
But when you say Jehovah, and again, it's usually pointing to Jesus Christ, okay. but it can also be God the Father or God the Holy Spirit.
就是当我们说神的时候，其实我们在称呼的是那三位一体的神。但是当我们讲到耶和华的时候，它基本上都是在讲其中的一位，可能是圣子，可能是圣父。
There's a verse, I think it's in the Psalms, where David says, The Lord said to my Lord,That's a really strange passage. So you have to look at that and say, the Lord said to my Lord. Which Lord is speaking to which Lord?
因为在诗篇里面呢大卫曾经有讲过说我的主对我的主说。这个话听起来很奇怪到底是谁对谁说啊
yeah, And it's actually the first Lord is God the Father speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以其实的第一个主是讲的是我们的天父然后对我们的主说的那个第二个主是圣子。
So it's interesting, when you look at passages like that, you can sort of get a deeper meaning of the context of Jehovah.
所以在当你看到这样的经句，你就会更清楚地知道说为什么会有耶和华这个词出来。
Now, remember the best meaning of the Tetragrammaton, and they usually translate I am who I am in the English, but we came up with this, the self-existing one, or the absolute one, as you can see on the board.
好就说如果我们谈到这耶和华的这个原文的 JHWH 这四个字的话呢它以希伯来文的意思就是已经包含了自由和绝对的那一个的意思在里面
Remember the Hebrew is Hayah which just means to be and then you have Hayah, Asher, Hayah and the third person he is but it really just means that which is, isOr something like this. But yeah, it's very difficult to express in English. But if we say the self-existing one or the absolute one, that really brings out the meaning the best of who God is. It explains his existence.
虽然说这个耶和华他是我是那个我是好但是他这个说讲起来好像绕口令但实际上他里面的那个我是就是哈亚的那个字里面已经很清楚的把那种自由跟绝对的那一个的概念已经摆出来了。
Yeah, and you have to remember that God as sovereign absolute God, he wasn't created by anything or anybody. He created everything. And he's not affected. See, this is the important thing about God is he doesn't change. He's immutable. So he just is. He exists. And he's always existed and he always will exist. I mean, how do you explain that? But this is what God is doing by saying this term. This is what he's trying to explain to us.
对，就说神他其实是很难让我们人理解，但我们企图要理解的就是说他是那个绝对的那一个。为什么呢？因为他不是被任何人造出来的，他不是一个像我们一样的受造者，他是那个造全宇宙万物的，而且他是永远不变的。那这些事情呢，都是只能够用自由跟绝对的那一个的这个概念来解释。
When we're brought into the world, and unless you've grown up in a Christian family or a religious family, your thinking is always in terms of finite things. Finite means things that are limited. We don't think in terms of infinity or things that never have a beginning or never have an end. When you come into the world of a normal family, it's just like, oh, you're born and you die and that's it. Or, you know, we came from a big bang or something, but...
就是如果我们不是出生在一个已经是有基督教信仰的家庭的话，对我们第一代基督徒来说，刚开始要去理解所谓的那种无限的那个概念是很难的，因为我们一出生就是在一个有限的世界，那所以这个无限的概念其实是真的需要更花一些想象力。
And it's not just the human mind, usually, but also in the cosmic system. Remember, in Satan's world, whether it's in society or in the school education system, we're always taught in terms of things have a beginning and things have an end.
而且呢，在这个所谓的属世的世界里，它其实是被这个撒旦所控制的。它特别会去强调所有事情都是有始有终。那那个有始有终就已经是一个限制，所以是一个有限的世界。
And so when a person is first challenged to think about God and to think of God in eternal concepts, especially not having a beginning, maybe it's a little bit easier to think that God goes on forever, but to think that he lived forever without a beginning, that can be really quite difficult for somebody who's not used to God or not used to thinking about God.
而且呢，如果我们就不是那么了解或者不习惯于有神的这个概念的时候，对于这种所谓永恒，就是很多事情我们都有一个开始，可是对神来讲，他是的开始之前的开始，就是他没有，等于是没有办法想象那个开始，他就已经存在的那个神，对我们来讲，的确是一个蛮具挑战性的一个想象。
Yeah, as a new Christian, I know from my experience, it was very difficult to get over that concept. But yeah, as I grew spiritually and learned more things about God, it's like almost like my thinking expanded. And eventually it seemed very natural that obviously if he is God, he can have no beginning.
就是对于一个新生的基督徒来讲，这一件事情就是没有所谓开始的神就存在的这个概念是很难的，可是当你变成是一个越来越成熟的基督徒的时候，你理解了这件事情的时候，你等于你的整个想法跟想象力都完全扩张了，你可以想象神他是就是无所不在，什么时间都在，永远都在的那个想象，对我们来讲是一个真正是思想性的一个扩张。
Yeah, there was one thing, one verse from the Bible which really helped me a lot, and that's Psalms 92.And that talks about God first making the comparison to the, I think it's the mountains being very old, before the mountains existed. And then he says and the Bible says, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
有一首诗篇第九十章呢，九十篇呢，对 Tim 来讲是一个非常非常有帮助的一个诗篇。他就讲说，比山
Before the mountains were created,
在山被创造之前，
Before the mountains were brought forth, or you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting. Everlasting means like eternity, but going backwards in time. To everlasting, you are God.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
That was one concept which really helped me to understand this concept of an eternal God.
我们再看一下它的英文啊，因为英文我觉得亘古到永远讲的有点太简单，可是原来英文讲的是说从，哇塞，这还能真难翻的，这怎么翻 everlasting
ever from everlasting really just means, it's the same as eternity.
Yeah.
Or sometimes my past will say from eternity past to eternity future.
就是说从亘古之前到未来之后，就是基本上就是永恒的整条线。
Yeah.
无尽的之前跟无尽的之后。
Yeah, so we can sort of understand it academically when we hear it, but to actually have that concept clear in your mind can be quite difficult.
就是我们当然从这个文字上面，我们可以学术性的理解这个概念，但是真正的我们的真的理解吗？
Also, you have to understand that if anybody created God, because God would have to have a cause. If God had a beginning at any point, and we have to believe God does not have a beginning, but if he did have a beginning, that would mean there has to be a cause for God.
就是说我们当然想象神必须是在之前的永远就已经存在了。如果他不是，如果神他是有一个开始的那个点的话，那就会变成我们要思考的是，那神造成神的那个缘由是什么。
Yeah, and if God had a cause, that means that that cause would have to be greater than God himself.
而如果神是的出现是有缘由的，那么这个缘由就会变成是比神更伟大。
And if that was the case, if God had a cause greater than himself, then we're worshipping the wrong God. We should be worshipping that which created God.
如果我们的神是有一个缘起，那么我们是不是就等于我们已经敬拜错了神？因为我们应该敬拜的是那个比他更伟大创造他的那个缘由。
The Christian religion and other monotheistic religions, you have, I could say Catholicism, I suppose, and Islam, for example. You know, we worship what we believe is the only one true God. Whereas a lot of religions, they're worshipping little spirits and ghosts and things like this. They should be looking at who created those spirits, who created these ghosts or these angels.
像我们基督徒一直是在敬拜的是那个真正的创造，原始的创造者。那对于很多其他宗教来讲，他常常会去对一些灵去做一个敬拜或崇拜。那但是这些灵是谁创的呢？他们应该那些其他的宗教是不是该好好的问清楚，创造他敬拜的那个神或灵是谁？
Well, you get these heathen religions, they worship the god of the mountains, the god of the rivers, for example. Now, why don't they just worship the god of the universe?
你如果要去敬拜那些什么山神啊、树神啊、河神啊，那你为什么不去敬拜比他们更大的、能够创造这些神的真正的神呢？
It's almost, you know, their minds have been squeezed, and it's satanic influence, but, you know, their minds have been made finite by the cosmic system.
而这些错误的敬拜都是来自于他们的思维被撒旦给辖制了，然后让他的整个想象力被辖制到比较窄小的状态。
But another concept as well, which can help us to understand the infinite being of God, is this word Jehovah. If we can get our heads around the meaning of this word, that also helps us to understand that God is absolute, that he did not have a cause.
所以呢，我们想要敬拜的这一个四个字“耶和华”，它代表的就是永远自由、永远存在的那个绝对的那一个的时候，它反而就让我们更清楚我们的神是没有那个缘起的，因为它是在缘起之前的永远，它就一直存在了。
And again, just to get back to the Trinity, this on the next slide here, remember the Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all with those assets, those equal characteristics.
我们再回来看的是三位一体的神，这三位他们其实是等重等量的。
Okay, and we have actually here inside the triangle, one of the characteristics is eternal life.And then also outside, when you have the co-eternal, that's also explaining that whatever member of the Trinity you're talking about, there was no cause. They were everlasting from forever, and they will live forever.
所以我们在这个中心，三角中心也看到了这个永生的概念。这十个点都是我们的三位一体神共同有的一些特质。好，那中间有永生，同时它最下面的那个横线下面有同一无限，就他们三个都一样是无尽的。
And God has always had these characteristics. It's not like he had to develop them over time.
而神呢，他是一直都保有这些特质，而不是需要去花时间慢慢的去长成这样的特质。
See, that shows the absolute qualities of God as well. He is unchangeable, so his attributes will not improve, they will not get worse. They're perfect.